If you want to do some bowling, you can bowl at Strikes for Strays.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Taking place a little bit later on this month. And here to tell us more about Strikes for Strays with Love Astray is Courtney Kundbuehler. Courtney, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we always appreciate you making some time for us. And I want to begin with the Strikes for Strays event. As I mentioned earlier, it takes place in just a few weeks. What are the details for those who have never been to one of these? I know this has been around for 5 or 6 years.
Yes, it has. This is our 6th annual. It takes place the last Sunday of this month, and it's at Spivak's Nautical Lanes in Avon Lake. It's a fantastic family-owned business. So doors open at 12:30. Bowling is from 1:30 to 3:30, and the event goes till 5 o'clock. So, and that's Sunday, February 25th.
Very cool stuff. Well, I also know you guys have a celebrity MC and DJ on hand for this. Who's the celebrity?
That we do. We have Little John. So Little John Rinaldi, who has joined us the last couple of years. He goes around, gives little giveaways, really gets everybody engaged. He is so much fun, and we really have a blast having him there.
Nice. Now, this is a kind of a friendly competition along the way as well. It all goes towards a great cause, but I believe there are trophies and there are some prizes that are awarded here. What kinds of prizes are available?
There are. Yeah, we have along with the trophies, we have gift bags, which are always stocked full of really fun things. It's for high team score, high men's score, high women's score. And then, of course, we have to have some fun with a best team name and a gutter ball award for the lowest score.
Okay, well, see, Courtney, you had mentioned this has been around for a while, so you've probably seen some pretty interesting names in the past. Can you think of one or two that really stand out to you that have won that best team name award over the last few years?
Oh, my goodness. Best team name, I know I have a couple of favorites myself, but I don't have a record of the ones that actually won. But it's always great fun, and everybody has a real fun time trying to name their teams. We actually won the high team score 2 years ago, so that I remember.
Okay.
How many players are on a team is what I was going to ask typically.
Typically, there are 6 people. And so we're actually almost sold out. So if you want to pre-register and get your 6-person team going, you can go onto our website at loveastraydog.com and get signed up. But it's also not just for bowlers. Anybody can come at any point during the time, 12:30 to 5 o'clock, $10 at the door for any non-bowlers. We have food, we have some snacks and some pizza and some great cupcakes by Cupcake Cravings. And we also have a photo booth, which is really fun. And actually, Lil Jon usually gets into that photo booth as well and does some fun pictures with a lot of the people there. And that's all thanks to Clear Choice. So, yeah, you can be great at bowling, you can not be so great, or you can not bowl at all. We're, you know, happy to have everyone along.
Okay, so I see what you did there, Courtney. It's not just a bowling event. You guys have really kind of made this a big old party, right?
We really have, yeah. So with the food and Little John being there and the photo booth, but we also have a ton of raffles. We have a 50-50. We've got over 20 baskets with a Bissell vacuum, spa baskets, wine baskets, dog and cat themed baskets. And $20 worth of raffle tickets not only gets you a chance to win one of our awesome baskets, but it also gets you a free Strikes for Strays t-shirt. So that's kind of fun, too.
We're speaking with Courtney Kundbuehler of Love Astray. And again, they've got their Strikes for Strays event coming up a little bit later on this month. It's the final Sunday of February at Spivak's. And, well, you mentioned this has been around for 6 years now. How did this come about, and how has this thing grown over the last 6 years?
Well, it was actually one of our volunteers wanted to do something a little bit different. And thanks to Renee, she really started it out, and she's been running it every single year. And as it grew and people realized, wow, this is really fun, every year it's sold out since the first year because it's kind of grown to the party. We always have some great raffle baskets. Little John had joined us the last couple of years. So it's just a fun thing to do on a Sunday afternoon when it's cold, and to get people out for a good cause. And Renee really puts on a fantastic event.
What I like about this is that even if you're not really a big bowler or you don't feel like bowling, Matt Douglas kind of falls into that category. You mentioned that coming out of the commercial break. Bowling is such a fun people-watching event. So I love how you guys have structured this event so that even if you don't want to bowl, you could still come in, you could still eat, and you could still have a wonderful time at this thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the beauty of bowling. You can really just go to have fun. There are some people that are really awesome, and that's how we also really wanted to make sure that our trophies and our gifts were not just centered around being awesome bowlers, which we love, but also just having fun. And not just high score, but low score and team name, just to really, you know, we're equal opportunity for everyone involved.
Courtney, as you mentioned, the proceeds from the event go to a good cause there, Love Astray. What sort of things do you use the money from this for?
We use it to help rescue dogs. And not only is it going towards finding the dogs a good home and helping out with the main thing actually is their care, because not only do we just take in dogs from strays from Avon Lake, but we're also able to bring in dogs from some of the overpopulated kennels in the area where they can't handle all their dogs, or some special cases where, you know, a dog is in need of some medical care that they're not able to provide to them. We're able to bring them in. We're able to give them the medical care that they need to be able to save their lives. And, you know, if we need to take care of boarding here and there, and obviously all the food for the dogs while they're in foster care and that sort of thing, just to keep them healthy until they find a great home.
Will you guys have any dogs at this event?
We will not have any dogs at the event, just because it is very busy. And a lot of those noises from bowling are not things that dogs are used to. So we keep the dogs at home this time, but we always have a list of dogs available for adoption on our website at loveastraydog.com.
And how competitive does this get? I mean, you mentioned that there are a lot of cool competitions going on along the way, and there are some prizes available as well. How competitive does this get?
It can be kind of competitive. There is a couple of groups that have come almost every year, and you know, they really want that top score. So they get some of their best bowlers in there, and it's all in good fun. But there is a little bit of a competitive nature.
Hey, that's okay. Look, I mean, this is a very popular event. You mentioned it's almost already sold out. So there's a little bit of a crowd there watching you bowl, too. So I could definitely see how it would be a little bit competitive. I know you guys are always looking for volunteers and for fosters as well. What kinds of things are you guys looking for with both of those groups?
As far as fosters are our biggest thing, because we are a foster-based program. We don't have a kennel set up anywhere where we can handle or, you know, keep our dogs for an extended period of time. So with volunteering, it's really great for our events, and, you know, running these events takes quite a few people. So that sort of thing, and obviously fostering. If anybody wants to foster a dog, if you go onto our website, loveastraydog.com, that's usually one of our biggest needs, and volunteering, all of the above. We're always in need of wonderful people that want to help the dogs.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Well, Courtney, before we let you go, one last time, I know you said that the event is almost sold out. So for our listeners out there who are interested, they know they've got to act quickly. If they want to be a part of the Strikes for Strays event, where should they go about checking out more information?
They can email lasbowling@gmail.com, or they can go onto our website. If you didn't write that down, loveastraydog.com. But once again, that's lasbowling@gmail.com.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Courtney, we always appreciate the time. Best of luck with the Strikes for Strays event, and we'll have you on again soon.
Awesome. Thank you both so much for having me.
Thank you very much, Courtney. Again, that's Courtney Kunmuller with Love Astray. Don't forget to check out Strikes for Strays, final Sunday of February. That sounds like it's going to be a blast.